Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@neutralmedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the Neutral Medical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate a new you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing nutriment for healing been available. Anti-aging requires correcting mineral-activated nutraceuticals that jump your gene defects and corrects poor diet to deliver to the cells of building blocks and tools to rejuvenate you. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with young healthy cells to wind back the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at Nutri Medical, that's NutriMedical.com, 24/7, or our order line 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Listen to the Nutri Medical Report 2 to 5 Central, Mondays to Fridays. Nutri Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Oral chelation is important to remove heavy metals and to remove by phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways toxic volatile chemicals from your body. We use Keeler Max oral chelation 2 to 3 capsules morning and bedtime, and Ultra Zeolite non-acid-wash zeolite to remove heavy metals. And for phase 1 and phase 2 detox support, we use our nutraceuticals that can support that, including Life Support, which has phase 2 detox pathway support, as well as our antioxidants, Gamma A+, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of free radicals. And for chelation support also, we use the Ultra Zeolite, what's called Xenoestrogen Detox, that supports the xenoenzyme pathways to remove xenotoxins from the body. Infrared sauna can help as well as Lumen Photon, and the use of our antioxidant water, which is H2-plex hydrogen water, along with antioxidants, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, Power C+, the most powerful Power C, Cell Defense Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione. We order at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Bob Thiel on Dr. Phil Deagle's show. This is the third part of a three-part interview, if you will. At this instance, since Dr. Bill's away from the station for a moment, he'll be right back. I'm going to start, and I guess, interview myself. Anyway, I've done that before on Bill's show. Anyway, what we had done on the previous two Thursdays, when we were doing this, we went over a list.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Please continue.
Okay,
I was a minute late.
That's fine. I know that. Anyway, we were going through a list of 19 items I said we should watch prophetically in the year 2019. And so let me summarize.
I don't have popcorn, but I'm going to sit here and quietly listen. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that's good. Anyway, so
let me pop in a question here and there, but keep going.
All right, here's the 14 that we covered in the previous shows. That was number one, to look for scoffers in the modern media. Two, notice that morality prophecies are being fulfilled daily. Perhaps I should have put immorality prophecies, but that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Three, increases in internet censorship. Four, weather sorrows and troubles. Five, earthquakes. Six, the white horse of the apocalypse, which has to do with the interfaith and ecumenical movements. What's going to happen with that? 7, strife and the red horse of war. 8, trade issues. 9, the deal of Daniel 9:27. 10, about knowledge increasing. 11, debt and what that's going to do. 12, the U.S. dollar dominance will decrease. 13, looking at cash in 666. And 14 had to do with gold. Now, when we finished the last broadcast a week ago, we were talking about number 15. And number 15 is always really interesting to me, and this is something that I've been saying on, for decades, but on Dr. Bill's shows for just about, actually it's been almost close to a decade since the first time I was actually on here.
Right.
And that has to do with Europe reorganizing. And it's interesting, in the news today, I noticed that someone sent me a link, actually a gal from Italy sent me a link about the Italian leader, and this leader basically wants to pressure the European Union by May or June to quit being bureaucratic, essentially accept his form of religion, believe it or not, and come up with a new system just not so bureaucratic. Now, the other thing to watch with that is that U.S. President Donald Trump keeps making statements that the Europeans don't like. And not only don't they like him, he's just basically getting them to get themselves to the point where they're going to try to fulfill biblical prophecy. For example, in the first meeting he had with his cabinet in 2019, he said, "I don't care about Europe." Now, let me put this in context. basically he says, I don't care particularly about Europe because I was elected, he said, to be president of the United States, and Europe is, you know, just Europe. It's, he didn't really care. But he went further, though, and said he was tired of the U.S. being taken advantage of by Europe, et cetera.
Right.
But to take this even another step further, and this is something that I would say I would think it was a bit rude. The United States decided to downgrade the European Union's delegation to the U.S., and we didn't tell them. Okay, recall recently we had a funeral for a U.S. president, President Bush, who died.
Right.
And the Europeans thought, well, their delegate, you know, got to come, right, because they have a delegate to the United States and they could do this. So they were like, oh, no, we pulled your credentials. Huh? Europeans said, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, we did this in October, November. We never told you? No. So anyway, that upset the Europeans, by the way. That was something that I didn't know last week when we were on the air. Okay, I just said, watch for things like this. We started to talk about that. Anyway, the Bible says that things are going to change in Europe. In Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. Now, let me read this, and then I want to try to explain it, because a lot of people misinterpreted this one. It says, the ten horns which you saw are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. So what we're seeing here are at least two reorganizations in Europe. Now, Europe may have a zillion other reorganizations, and people are always talking about Europe to reorganize for one reason or the other.
Right.
Including the head of Italy, Viktor Orban out of Hungary, and others, they want Europe to reorganize. But anyway, with this particular passage, there's a couple of things. One, I've heard biblical critics say, since there's 10 kings, people say this has to do with Europe. There's 28 nations in the European Union. More want in. Britain supposedly wants out. I mean, they voted to leave. We'll see what happens with that. And they say there's more than 10, therefore it can't be referenced to Europe, the European Union. Well, that's not true. Because you see what the verse says, that the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings of the beast. So as far as I'm concerned, this is some type of a reorganization where maybe they will try to get rid of national boundaries. The European Union is...
Well, this is, let me insert something, and I want you to expand on it.
Sure.
There's a quote in the fall of 1973 called Foreign Affairs, which is a journal for the Council on Foreign Relations. And then if they talk about 10 zones, and what Trump just did was amalgamate with the North American Free Trade Agreement replacement with the USMCA agreement, Zone 3, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico is one supercontinent, three country, or zone. What's going on with these trade agreements with China and elsewhere is the other 10 zones are basically creating a country kind of zone for world trade to 10 zones. And that's exactly what I think you're talking about. And the same with Europe. There's a specific zone. And this zone also is going to tie to the creation of the giant superstate, European continental superstate that covers not only East and Western Europe, but also covers Ukraine and Poland, just south of Russia. So please continue.
All right. Well specifically, while I'm aware of the idea of the world being divided into different zones, in this particular situation, this passage I've convinced is referring to a European reorganization because they're going to give their power to the beast. And if we went to Revelation chapter 13, and I'll just do this from the top of my head because I can basically memorize it. I know what it says. Anyway, it says that the beast, the sea, is going to rise up. And that sea, by the way, is the Mediterranean Sea, which is called the Great Sea in the book of Daniel. And that's where we talked about the different beasts. And to make a long story short, that being the Mediterranean Sea, this again has to be a reference to Europe. As far as the Mediterranean Sea goes, a lot of moderns might not realize this, but the old Roman Empire, the ancient Roman Empire, not only did it cover the entire border of the north border of the Mediterranean Sea, it covered pretty much the entire south border. There might have been some areas under dispute, but basically they controlled the whole thing. And in the Bible, after the beast power gets its authority, eventually beast power is going to turn against basically an Arab confederation. which will basically give the beast power control of the southern portion border of the Mediterranean as well. But anyway, getting to this, so these kings don't have a kingdom yet, so we're talking about a reorganization of some type. And again, in the news, you, every now and then you hear different people with different views of why it should reorganize or how it should reorganize. But we're going to see Europe reorganize. And it says they're going to be of one mind, so they're all going to agree, to, and they're going to give their power and authority to the beast. Now, right now in the United States, we have a government that is absolutely broken. Okay, I don't want to go into the whole border thing and the wall thing.
Right,
right. I will comment, but right now, you've got both sides who are entrenched, not necessarily for the benefit of the United States, but for the benefit of themselves or their political party or whatever it is.
Right.
Because they could actually agree on something if they really wanted to. Now, if your music's playing, I'm going to have to explain what this means.
No, it's not playing yet. Go ahead. You got to get another minute or so. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, it says that they're going to give their power and authority to the beast. Well, Europe has an interesting situation. They don't seem to be quite as split the way the United States is politically, but they've got different languages, different nations.
Cardiovascular health involves the use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, cardiac and blood vessel inflammation, support mitochondrial function, prevent the development of vascular disease through mitochondrial and vascular protection from homocysteine, heavy metals, volatile chemicals, and oxidized fatty acids, and non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol that can cause the formation of foam cells. Nutraceuticals can dramatically improve heart health, such as Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Omega Supreme Pro Monoglyceride, the use of anti-free radicals such as ultrathiomine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+, and the use of magnesium glycinate, the most absorbed tolerant form of magnesium. You can obtain our protocol at NutriMedical.com, plus we can do particular testing and consultations with you. Again, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The phone number is 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol with adjustments based on testing. As well, you can get a call back if you purchased any product in the last year. Anti-aging of the skin, hair, and nails involves the use of things to support collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer. It prevents wrinkling, it improves the strength of hair, and also the rebar inside your bones and connective tissues. We have Collagen Max, triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase, the NutriMeds Royal Jelly. Topically, we have pregnenolone cream and DHEA for skin health, and NutriSilver to kill any offs. As well, we can heal the body using HCG that increases growth hormone, and Red Deer Velvet DR that supports the building blocks 300 plus 6 hormones, as well as the use of NutriMed's Royal Jelly, as well as D2-ergothionine to stimulate the stem cells for regeneration. We have additional technologies which we can provide for you at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871 for the best health and beauty you can achieve with NutriMeds. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system, raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. CBD oil is known to be able to help to block pain, balance the immune system, and turn off the amazing stress response of the body. CBD oil can help to heal the body from autoimmune disease and immunosuppressed cancer cells. So our CBD oil is the most powerful liposomal delivery system in the world at 37 milligrams per 1 ml dropper and 500 milligrams per 50 ml dropper bottle, with the most powerful absorbing technology in the planet with polyphenol liposomes to deliver the highest dosage across your cell membranes, your central nervous system, cardiovascular system, and immune systems. There's like liposomal CBD oil in order for the immune system to lock on receptors throughout the body, through the neuraxis, the immune cells, the liver, the kidneys, and all the solid organs, and even your stem cells. Nothing like liposomal CBD oil. Get it at Neutral Medical Doc at 888-212-8888. Continue this list. Important to continue it because I think people need to realize when you watch these signposts, you realize there's God's way and there's the devil's way. Period. There's nothing in between. And when God puts these things prophetically, I can't believe churches that are not like the Church of God that don't want to believe and understand and try to discern as the moments unveil themselves the prophetic significance, because we don't know anything, everything, but we're asking better and better and better questions, and right in front of us, we're going to see the unveiling of it, just like you've written books over the last 4 or 5 years you've been on the show that have shown that, like when you release the apocalyptic nature of Donald Trump or the New World Order or whatever, it all happens. I mean, just like when we have Mark Taylor on with the Trump prophecies about, right now, Ruth Gator, I've changed the name from Bader to Gator. Do you like that? She's like an alligator because he's a legal activist for the Democrats. I call the demon rats. And she's now Miss Days, where she's not functioning in the Supreme Court. And that prophecy of the third Supreme Court nominee, probably in the next few months, for replacing Ruth Gator, not Bader, Ginsburg, is going to happen. And once we get somebody like this female Catholic with seven children, who's a legal genius, what's her name? I can't remember right now off the top of my head. She's likely to be the next Supreme Court nominee, a female to replace Gator Ginsburg. And that's the death, the end of Roe versus Wade. So at least on a federal level, the abortion issue is going to be crushed, isn't it?
Well, we'll see what happens with that.
I don't know if it's going to fix on the state level, because it'll go back to the states, and a number of states will outright abolish abortion, like, you know, Oklahoma. But a number of states are going to continue probably doing crazy late-term abortions. There's only seven nations on earth that do abortions to the moment of delivery. And we're one of those evil nations that still does deliveries. A lot of other nations, and no nations later Muslim. This is one of the good things about Islam. If you do abortions and they catch you, they cut off your hands and head before Friday morning prayers. Not everything's good about Islam, but that's one of the good things.
Well, let's get back to getting back to the Bible. Before,
yeah.
Before the break, we were going over Revelation 17, 12 to 13, and I commented that you'd have to see a reorganization over there. And
right.
One thing with the news media of covering selective things, a lot of people don't hear other things that are going on.
Right.
One thing I want to mention, German Chancellor Angela Merkel in November, so this is recent, she said, and it's recent because I just saw it translated. It wasn't translated until sometime in December. Anyway, she said, nation states must today be prepared to give up their sovereignty. Okay? So that's consistent with Revelation 17, verse 12. As far as verse 13 goes, you're going to give their power and authority to the beast. Before the break, I was commenting, United States, we've got more of a dysfunctional federal government. Well,
right.
In Europe, they've got issues as well. And one of the problems they've got in Europe is they've got a bunch of bureaucracies everywhere. There's two different European presidents. They have two semi-different agendas. Nobody really seems to be responsible.
Explain that, because I don't know. We have the head of the NATO group, which is different than the director of the parliament in Strasbourg. Is that what you're talking about, the NATO director?
No, you've got Donald Tusk and Jean-Claude Juncker.
Right. What's the difference in title? What's the difference there, so I can people listening can understand?
You see, EU Commission is one. I forgot what the other one is off the top of my head. I remember.
Yeah, in other words, there's two big commissioners. They're maybe not necessarily all walking the same lockstep, right?
Yeah, they're two different presidents, but no one's got enough authority to get much done, and then the bureaucracy gets in the way. Eventually, Europeans are going to get frustrated with this, and that's why they're going to support this idea of giving the power and authority to the beast. And people think, oh, they would never do that. Well, remember, prior to World War II, there was this guy named Adolf. They thought he was a joke. And Mr. Hitler.
Yeah, you'd only 11% of the vote, but because the other parties were kind of driven into seclusion, he took over power and started with the Thule Society and the Nazis and the SS, and they took over power. People don't know that.
They ended up getting it, and so we'll see a time when something's going to be upsetting enough the Europeans are going to go that direction.
Well, because their situation is economically a disaster zone. The economies in France and Italy haven't grown in 10 years. Germany's doing moderately good, but still they have problems with the fight with Russia. They're not lost trade there. And the Germans want to break free because there's a big financial behemoth there and technological behemoth in Europe. So you're right. Please continue.
So anyway, as far as what's going to go on, again, the reality is Europe is going to reorganize, and you are most likely correct that there'll be some type of an economic crash that'll precede it. Even Germany right now, they're thinking, could have some issues. Anyway, that was...
Oh, yeah, you bet. By the way, their main bank, which is the third largest bank in the world, the German Bundesbank, is actually stopped 2 years ago taking gold and paper. And so they're getting close because there are creditor nations that have debt with Germany. They could easily pull down the German economy and crash like crazy. So they're seconds to midnight is what it is.
We're getting close to the fact that they will have to reorganize. Now, one of the things they're going to do, however, is I'm going to read number 16 from my list of 19.
Right.
That Europe will have a great army. Now, let me just read the scripture. This is Daniel 11:25. It says he. Now, this he is the king of the north. You can identify that because that title is other places in Daniel 11. It says he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army.
Right.
So we know Europe is going to have a great army. We know that French President Macron last year called for a real European army. Then Angela Merkel went out and said that Europe needs its own army. The part that upset U.S. President Trump is that Macron made it sound, specifically said, this army needed to protect against Russia, China, and the United States. And that upset Donald Trump. So anyway, the Bible says this is going to happen. The Europeans are working on it. They're going to do something. Now, the Bible warns that in the book of Isaiah that they're going to think that they don't really want to do that. This is Isaiah 10, verse 7. It says, yet he doesn't mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. So we've got, that's going to happen. Now, this is going to be very multi-political or unpolitical, depending on how you want to put it. The last president, Barack Obama, the last Democratic nominee for the U.S. presidency, Hillary Clinton, and the current president of the United States, Donald Trump, have all told the Europeans, you guys have to spend more on the military and develop your own military. And you need to basically pull your own weight. The problem is, once you start spending money on yourself, you might want to decide how you spend it.
Right. And well, doesn't that make sense? So in other words, the Donald Trump and the effect of these previous presidents and nominees has been Europe to have trans-European military. The first part of that is to stop Austria, Italy, and Hungary from leaving the European Union. It's not to defend against enemies, is it?
Well, they're going to have different purposes, but that's definitely one of them.
That's the number one purpose I had from very good sources, including Harley Schlanger in Germany. We have him on every Friday. So the Europeans are terrified that people, especially big countries like Italy, is the third largest economy in Europe, will leave. And if Italy left, it would really put the screws to the idea of a European Union. Or they have to reorganize. And I think reorganization is coming. That's the grand chessboard of it, isn't it?
Yeah, but Italy will end up being in there, even though there's a movement called the Italy. We'll talk about
right.
that stuff.
That's funny. You know about the stuff personally, even the name of the term, Middle Eve, that's
yes,
funny.
Yes, Italy is funny.
What a character, man. This is funny. Back in a moment. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. In Cuban Missile Crisis right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemic, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So please continue. This is really interesting. You just told me on the break something very fascinating because you're a major guy. I mean, you're a naturopath and you have your own practice in Northern California. But you're one of the senior leaders of the Continuing Church of God. And you publish in many, many languages like Swahili and others. And you recently told me something just over the break. And I thought, this is weird. Publishing, you can't publish in all these languages anymore. What's the story there? Because I think this ties into these suppression of truth-telling, even just taking the Bible and translating it to another language, right?
Yeah, this is something, as I mentioned before, we're going to have more suppression. And in our particular case, we like to use something, a service from Amazon called CreateSpace. And what was good about CreateSpace is that basically we didn't have to print many copies of anything. You can only have to print one copy of something, costs you $2, as opposed to printing thousands of them. So for some of these languages, because we have literature now in over 100 languages, so some of these languages, what we would do, we would load it to Amazon, which made it available for anybody around the world who, let's say, they wanted Azerbaijan or Hindi or something like that, and they could get it. And we would just print one copy off for ourselves for a file copy.
Right.
Well, Amazon got rid of that, and now you can only print in about six languages. They're all European languages, which I believe the reason for this is I think the U.S. government has probably pressured Amazon that they have to be able to read every single thing they print. Now, I'm not sure that the U.S. government is supposed to have that kind of power, but they did it. And so now we're trying to figure out what to do as a replacement. As a matter of fact, I actually contacted Barnes & Noble. I haven't gotten a straight answer from them either. Apparently, the U.S. government is pressuring or demanding, or somehow Amazon feels the pressure to have to actually read every single book. And I guess they don't have a staff of, you know, 80 different languages or 100 languages, 150 different languages. So for us, it's really frustrating. And again, it's part of the suppression that we're seeing out there. We're losing freedom of speech in ways people would never even think about.
Right.
Well, anyway, let me get back to our list, because I keep telling everybody, I said this time when we started this hour, we were planning on finishing the list today.
Right.
We were on number 16 about watching what's going on in Europe.
Right.
And, well, people who think, well, Europe could never rise up again. In Revelation 13:3, it talks about the beast's head. It looked like it had been mortally wounded, and the world's going to marvel and follow the beast and say, worship the beast, saying, who's like the beast, who's able to make war with him? So stuff is going to happen that people are not ready for. Now, it's not going to happen yet, and when we get to one of the other ones, I think it's number 18. I'll explain more on the when. Now, number 17, and I'll be brief about this particular one, the Bible says that there's going to be something called the King of the South forming, and we keep seeing things related to this throughout the past couple of years. There's two confederations that we see of. One's in Psalm 83, verses 3 through 8. We also see a confederation, Daniel 11, 40 to 43. And I guess it's a third place. It would be Ezekiel 30.
Right. And
basically, you're talking about Arab nations. Turkey's involved. Some people from Northern Africa are involved in some type of a coming confederation. Now, the reason this is of interest is because, similarly to the Obama administration, the Trump administration has also pushed for a confederation of nations, essentially Islamic nations, and the hope of having these Islamic nations is they are hoping that the Muslims can take care of their own extremists, and therefore everything will be ignored.
The business, by the way, is the deal he's working out with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the Emirates, and also Jordan, which is part of this final deal I think you're talking about with many nations, is that previously they didn't want the Muslim nations to come together, but this is a better way of getting them to internally control extreme Islam within their countries, including the new prince of Saudi Arabia, who they tried to claim killed this guy Khashoggi, and they actually made public statements trying to get rid of Wahhabism. And for all the evidence I see, does not suggest he was involved. But it suggests that there's powers that be that don't want to get rid of Wahhabism and don't want to see a power market of a giant super state, King of the South, which is, I think, part of this deal. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're going to see these zonal areas develop even under the auspices of Donald Trump so they can, quote, control things better through this amalgamated super state, right?
Well, Donald Trump, again, Henry Kissinger, Barack Obama, many throughout recent history have actually been pushing for this. And actually, there was a war exercise over in the Arab Peninsula a couple months ago, and they're wondering if that was the start of an Arab NATO. And so the Bible says that these people are going to get together. And when they do, we're going to probably hear about a false peace, but that's another matter. But kind of watch. Don't think that all these Arab nations are going to keep staying completely separate. We're going to see a confederation happen. And that's consistent with Islamic prophecy. Islamic prophecy looks for a leader to rise up, the Imam Mahdi. You and I have talked about him before.
Right.
He sounds an awful lot like the King of the South that the Bible warns against. And so that's something else to watch.
And the Mahdi has got to be someone. And there's a couple of people. There's this guy in Turkey who thinks he's the Mahdi.
Right.
And there's another guy.
He's going to be the one, but he's not going to be. But he.
No, I know. There's another guy that says he's a friend of the president of Turkey who thinks he's the Mahdi. So there's a bunch of candidates even inside Turkey, let alone in maybe Egypt or elsewhere, that all think that somehow they're the Mahdi. Don't they?
That's correct. There are several people who want to be that. When you mention Turkey, I think I've said this on your program before, but the first time my wife and I were in Turkey, we were on a tour bus, and a guide was talking. and switch subjects as far as we're concerned. And basically what he said was that the reason we have problems in the Arab world is because Turkey doesn't rule it anymore. And if the Westerners wouldn't have tried to destroy Turkey with World War One, they would have everything under control, and that would be fine, and that's what needs to happen. So in Turkey, still, you know, they're expecting to do this, but prophetically, I'm convinced it's not going to be Turkey. I don't think it can be Turkey. In another show, if you want, I can explain more why. But we're looking for somebody, probably an Egyptian, definitely somebody who's Arabic, and we'll see. And so that's something to watch, because those kind of things are going to happen, and the media will think this is a good thing. Understand, the media doesn't care much about Bible prophecy. They tend to scoff about it anyway, and they're going to say these things are going to bring peace on earth and goodwill to man and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Anyway, that was number 17. Number 18 is at the time the Gentiles will happen, and that will lead to Armageddon. Now, this one's kind of interesting because a lot of things are going on. Now, with Armageddon, basically what we see there's going to be a gathering that's going to take place. We know that the Euphrates River is going to dry up. And you and I talked about this on the air before, but one of the things that's happening right now is over in China, they've got their One Belt, One Road project initiative, also called the Silk Road Project.
Right.
Basically, they're building ports and roads to essentially connect all roads leading to China.
It's like the Chinese version of the Roman road system that developed the Roman Empire, which is the longest standing empire in modern or even ancient history, is the Roman, which in, to some extent with the rise of the Vatican and the superstate Europe, like the statue on the plains of Shinar, explains exactly the fact that the Roman Empire in some ways or another, with the two legs, exists still today, doesn't it?
This is correct. But anyway, getting back to this side, the Chinese have been building these roads, which I think will help get troops to Armageddon, amongst other things. But
right.
The other part about Armageddon is kind of interesting. I saw an article on Saturday, and this particular article was written by somebody from India. And this guy is looking at the world scene, and he said that Armageddon would not occur under Donald Trump's watch. Okay? Now, he didn't base this on prophecy. He just felt that in the next year or two, it couldn't happen. All right. Well,
right.
I listened to that particular. Well, I watched. Like, actually, I read the article, and then I wrote an article about it, and I actually made a video on it. I don't think I sent you a copy of this one. I did a video on this, and essentially, we'll talk about this when we get back on the other side.
Yeah, keep an eye on that idea. That's the
Armageddon occur.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money on all this stuff. I have to agree 100%. I'm saying, wow. And it's all in the Bible. You're a prophet or a locksmith for the Lord is what you are.
Thank you.
Unlocking. It says 2 Peter 2:10. No scripture to a private interpretation except my spiritual prophetic locksmiths. How's that?
A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate that's a organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Dr. Bob, this is good. You got a couple more of this 19 list. Please continue. We've got 10 minutes, 8 minutes, I think, or
okay.
10 or 11, I think. Right now, I'm looking at the time clock. I have my atomic time clock up. It's two. It's 2:47:39 in terms of hundredths of a second.
All right. Well, basically, I guess as mentioned before the break, someone talked about that Armageddon will not happen on Trump's watch, and they meant through 2020. But actually, the gathering Armageddon will not happen even if during Donald Trump's watch, presuming he's reelected and serves two consecutive terms. Okay? It's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen, it's twofold. One, we talked earlier in the previous broadcast about the deal of Daniel 9:27, which has not happened yet. 3.5 years after that deal has been confirmed, the fifth seal of the Book of Revelation is open. The Great Tribulation begins. So that's 3.5. That deal hasn't happened. So we got 3.5 years.
Yeah, the soonest it could happen would be the first or second year of Donald Trump's second term. That's the soonest.
Sometime in the second or third.
Second term, yeah, no, after 2020.
Right.
Like 2020, yeah. 2021. And that'll be, and then after he, basically he's gone after 2024, then, you know, all bets are off. We have to look for other signs, but it's my opinion that Trump is laying a lot of groundwork for things to happen, and that we're literally in the second of the fat years, I call it, of the continued prophecy. It's like the prophecy of Yosef, the father of the Ephraimites. But where we're going right now is that I believe that the Trump effect and the effect of populist leaders like Italy, Hungary, and so on, and the rise of superstate Europe and so on, and the rise of the King of the South, all this is happening not just in one territory in theirs, but all over the world. These 10 trade zones are literally being energized by the business practices and the trade agreements that Trump's making with China, Russia, etc. And I believe that's going to come together before the end of his second term. I think before 2024, Trump is going to catalyze, along with other world leaders and populism, the rise of the zoned world for trade. And this is the part of this agreement that's going to cause the rise of the King of the South as well. What do you think?
Well, a lot of what he's doing is apocalyptic. As I said before, my book, Donald Trump and America's Apocalypse, I went through 20 reasons why I thought President Trump would be apocalyptic, and he's been doing all those types of things. Now, some of the unintended consequences of what he's doing, got the Europeans getting together.
It's right.
Now, what I said before the break I was going to do is briefly explain why the Armageddon, the gathering of Armageddon, will not happen during Trump's administration.
Right.
Assuming he's reelected. Again, first we have to have the deal of Daniel 9:27. That hasn't happened. If that's happened today, you have to add 3.5 years to that.
Right.
Start the fifth seal, but it's not until the seventh seal where the bowls are poured out, and finally the one that's got to do with Armageddon. And so that's another at least 3 years on top of that. So that's 6.5 years, and Donald Trump will not be president at that stage. That's beyond,
right.
That's beyond his presidency.
Yeah, and he's not going to be back after 2024. I mean,
it's unlikely.
I think it's very likely Trump will declare a state of national emergency, build a wall and cyber security, et cetera. But he's gone after 2024. He's done.
Well, anyway, so that was number 18 on our list. And number 19, and this one we talked about a few weeks ago, is watch out for the fact that the Jews are ready to sacrifice. Now, we talked about this before.
They did it, didn't they?
Yes,
you were the expose of that. Yeah, please.
They had a sacrifice on the 10th of December. And basically, what they...
Last day of Yom Kippur.
A Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Last day of Hanukkah, because they have 8 days of Hanukkah. On that last day, they did what's called a wine and grain sacrifice, didn't they? And they had this portable altar they built.
And they wanted to actually sacrifice a lamb on the Temple Mount. They weren't given permission to do that, so they sacrificed it somewhere else, and they burnt it on this new altar that they came up with.
Oh, really? I didn't know they did a lamb sacrifice. I thought it was just grain and wine. Okay.
No. They killed it somewhere else and brought it there.
Really?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. On the one hand, you know, sometimes you've made some comments that the Jews won't do this until this happens, and I've tried.
No. I honestly believe you that. Yeah.
This time, instead of using their altar of unhewn stones, which would be like, you know, big rocks that you pick up to do because it's really heavy, they made one of aerated concrete. And they think that...
Which is light and easy to put in the back of a truck, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't... To me, that's kind of going outside of what God intended when you said unhewn stones.
Yeah.
Making them with aerated concrete, you know, unhewn means basically people didn't do something to them. So anyway, but they did this, and they did this last month, a month ago today.
Yeah, don't let details ruin the rabbis. I mean, they twist things. The rabbis will twist scriptures and stuff to fit what they want to do. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so they did do this, and they want to do more, and they're hoping to do more, and so that's something else to watch. And the other thing that's been going on, and a lot of your listeners probably are aware of this, and they've got another red heifer that they're looking at, as they think might be the legitimate one. And as I said to you on this show before, what's going to happen is whenever they get the permission that they really think they need, whatever red heifer they've got, that will be sufficient. If they think they need to have a red heifer, they'll decide that having two or three hares that are white are still okay. You know, that's my opinion.
I agree. But they do have the red heifer. And it has to be, I think, 2 to 3 years old before. It was just born in August of 2018. So it's a couple years away before the red heifer is sacrificable, in other words.
That's two to three years. Right. But that's still consistent with our time periods that we're talking about.
Yeah, it all kind of fits kind of. You don't have to stretch your mind a lot to say, you know, that's doable, right?
Yes, and presuming, let's say that this one that was born in last year is the one, and it may not be, but assuming it could be.
Yeah, I think that originally the parents of it came from Switzerland, but Jews have been working on this for decades. This is nothing new, is it?
Right, they've been hoping for a long time. They've been watching them. Well, anyway, what I've read from them is that this thing doesn't have to be just 1 or 2 or 3 years old. Basically, they basically said that they can keep it for 7, 8, 9 years. Okay? As soon as they think they need to sacrifice it, it will be declared the 10th red heifer of all time, and they'll go ahead and do
that. Yeah, there's got to be something special. I think that, and you've got about this before, that the rise of the King of the South, combined with the treaty to make Israel more safe from terrorism, combined with a sacrifice, not just the kind of grain or the sacrifice somewhere else and bringing it over to Jerusalem, but I think something tied to, you know, whatever's going on in Israel to solidify, even on the maps, if you go to Saudi Arabia and Jordan and so on, there's no place called Israel. It's not on their map. But when they give the abomination that desolates, when they give territory to their potential enemies, Muslims, and give the Palestinians a split state, so they have their own territory, so it's a multi-state, a two-state solution, and once they are on the maps of these Muslim countries under the rise of the Mahdi as the King of the South, I think everything is going to come together. I really think that we're watching, and the thing is, there's two groups of people, and you mentioned this before, there's Christians that are going to be saved from the horrors of what's coming, and there's Christians that aren't. There's Christians that are going to die for their faith at the end time, isn't there? And the sons of Issachar, like yourself and the Church of God, you're watching this stuff. You guys are at the tip of the spear of Christians that are watching. Now, there's other groups that are trying to watch it, too. You know, like Jehovah's Witnesses often, their kind of strange idea. And some of their little sects of Christians, like Messianic Christians. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them aren't. But the Church of God is watching this really closely and knows that these things, prophecy is important, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, it says in the book of Revelation that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about prophetic things. But one of the reasons that we do talk about them is so people will know the certainty of their faith. You know, Luke wrote that he wrote the book of the gospel according to Luke, which is how it's known. So people could be certain about things that happen.
Right.
You see world events happening. We don't need to be like people who don't believe the Bible and say, okay, we don't know why this is happening or what's going on. We have a firm foundation and we can be certain. Just like I mentioned before, I was quoting an author, I believe from India, who said Armageddon won't happen, but this author didn't base it on the Bible. I don't suspect that the author doesn't know anything except Armageddon is supposed to be a bad thing.
Right.
Okay? But if he would look at the scriptures, he could put it together, okay, it's not possible for Armageddon, the gathering of Armageddon happened for 6.5 years. So as Christians, we know this. But also as Christians, we can see what's going on in society and how it's lining up. You know, things that people would just...
Like the expansion of immorality that you mentioned last week.
Yes. The rise of immorality and being accepted as normal.
Yeah.
And amazing, isn't it? Should you try to take different positions?
Wow. Amazing expansions of the truth, isn't it?
So anyway, I sent you that link last week, so you can put it up if you want to see it. 19 items to watch prophetically in 2019.
I'll post up that link so people can watch that little video clip. I think it's very, very telling. Amazing show every Thursday. Dr. Bob Teal, the Continuing Church of God. Go to ccog.org. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thank you, Continuing Church of God. Thank you, Christians that are sons of Issachar, of whatever denomination, searching the scriptures as locksmiths, tumbler codes of God. 2 Peter 2:10, no scripture of private interpretation. Look at geopolitics and world events, and you're going to see it unveiling before our eyes as the fog of truth lifts.
Looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.